It is, of course, crazy in the world of college basketball and the NBA as they charge towards the playoffs, but the NFL never takes a back seat. The draft is now just about a month away, free agency for the most part. The big signings, the exciting part is over, and yet there continues to be news with a number of NBA franchises, and Dan Parrs, our associate editor covering the AFC South and parts of the AFC West, and the Atlanta Falcons, Dan, have probably been as busy as anybody in the NFL over the last couple weeks, more attrition than addition, and now the trade of D'Angelo Hall, not final as we taped this program, but we believe he will be a Raider. He'll be one of the richest cornerbacks in the NFL, and the Falcons will get a 2 and a 6. That will give the Falcons 3 second-round draft choices, so the rebuilding well underway, and what are you hearing out of Atlanta as to how the locals feel about it?
Well, it's more clearinghouse ever since, you know, the Michael Vick disaster and then the Bobby Petrino debacle. You know, the house cleaning's been on the way, and it's really taken off here this offseason. D'Angelo Hall is, you know, apparently going to sign a contract for about 7 years and $70 million with the Raiders to finalize that deal. And the Falcons are stocking up on picks, which should make for a very interesting draft for them in April. They have a lot of needs, but now they have a lot of options to work with. Number 3 overall pick, they'll have, you know, everyone's been mentioned, Matt Ryan, the quarterback, and Glenn Dorsey, and it doesn't look like McFadden's in there on their radar anymore now that Michael Turner is in Atlanta. So a lot of holes to fill, but a lot of options for them.
You know, Dan, D'Angelo Hall is a remarkably talented player. Nobody argues that. 2 All-Pro selections in his 4 years in Atlanta. And never perceived as a malcontent or a problem in the locker room or a bad actor so much as the guy had trouble with Bobby Petrino. And you have to wonder, with Petrino now out of the picture, why the urgency to move Hall as well? A second round and a 6th round pick, if that in fact turns out to be the compensation, that's a nice return. But you're talking about a guy who could have been a building block in your secondary over the next 4 or 5 years.
Absolutely. I mean, this is still a young guy entering the prime of his career. I think there wasn't so much that the Falcons really wanted to get rid of him. At the scouting combine last month, D'Angelo showed up in Indianapolis and kind of held an impromptu press conference with members of the media in the hallways there, the Indianapolis Convention Center, and said basically he wanted out. The new coaching staff in Atlanta really liked D'Angelo, wanted to keep him around, but I think they just decided that he would be too much of a distraction. He'd like a new contract. He was entering his contract year, felt he should be paid more, and they weren't, you know, committed to doing that, and they felt like the trade would be best thing for the team.
All right, Dan, hang on now as I switch over to Wilkie. And amongst Mike's teams, of course, are the AFC North and specifically the Cincinnati Bengals. And D'Angelo Hall, a superstar who's able apparently to name his tune, forced this trade. And we've got old Ocho Cinco in Cincinnati. He's making as much noise as he can, but according to Marvin Lewis, he's not going anywhere.
Right, and again, another sort of round of interviews this week for Chad Johnson where he kind of made it clear that he wanted to be anywhere but Cincinnati this coming season, but I don't think anything has changed on that front as far as the Bengals are concerned. They're not really interested in trading him. It's difficult to find blue-chip receivers. If they were to trade him, you'd have to wonder what they'd be able to get in return for him, given the length of his contract, given that he's 30 years old, and given that, you know, about once a season, it seems like he has a blow-up with his quarterback.
Well, Mike, and let me interrupt, because unlike D'Angelo Hall, I don't want to say bad actor. I kind of like Chad Johnson. But the fact is, he has been a distraction. He has been a disruption. And you could see if Cincinnati wanted to get rid of him, but they seem determined to hang on.
Right. And, you know, the way you can look at Chad Johnson, look at from the positive side of things, he's a tremendous competitor, and he's tremendously productive. You just don't find receivers like him every day.
So why so unhappy? We know the mercurial personality, but he's never been blamed for anything in Cincinnati. He's never been accused, never been singled out, just because a little, I don't want to say unstable, but a little inconsistent, shall we say?
Well, I think that the relationship between Marvin Lewis and Chad Johnson maybe isn't quite what it was. To be honest, that's a difficult relationship to sort of maintain. Chad Johnson's not the easiest guy to sort of deal with. I think he's very needy in terms of having to deal with him, you know, quite a bit. And from Marvin Lewis's standpoint, this is year 6 for him. He's dealt with Johnson for 5 years. He's been criticized in some corners for being too hands off with Chad Johnson. So it'd be interesting to see how that relationship sort of comes together here in 2008.
All right, guys, let me ask you both to hang on for a second. We take another commercial break, but we're going to check in on a couple more clubs: the Panthers, the Raiders, more right after this.